Online podcast, February 13, 2005. Hello, welcome to online podcast. Again, this is your host, John Ong. Happy Chinese New Year to everyone. It's still technically Chinese New Year because we celebrate Chinese New Year for 15 days. It's also Valentine's Day. And, it's technically not Valentine's Day, and I hear my girl in the back playing with the plastic bag. It's technically not Valentine's Day yet. It's the 13th, so it's a day early. But since tomorrow, I'll be very busy. I'll be working all day and all night. So I thought that we decided to celebrate Valentine's Day today. So it's actually Sunday, but you'll be listening to this on Valentine's Day. And happy Valentine's Day to everyone, to all my listeners, to all my family, and to all my friends. And of course, it's Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's Day, and I have a very special guest today. My own Valentine. Okay, I'm about to turn this microphone on, and we're gonna try something. We're gonna pan myself to the left and pan him to the right a little bit to see if that's working or not.
It's so strange being on the other side of the glass window here in the studio.
This is Studio A. This is Studio A. Studio B is in the bedroom. Because I've done a show up in the bedroom before, too. Well, welcome to the show, and everybody, welcome.
Hello, everyone. This is Bruce. Happy Valentine's Day.
Good. And then happy Valentine's Day to the girl, too.
Yes, she was very excited just a minute ago, tearing up a bag from Target, I think.
No, it's from Joanne.
Oh, excuse me.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm just waking up here on a Sunday morning after I had to get up so early yesterday, and so it was nice to sleep in a little bit today.
Good.
The rain makes it easy to kind of, you know, stay. It's cloudy and gray, and so you kind of want to stay under the covers and, you know, snuggle just a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
And I think tomorrow, no, not tomorrow, but after this, we're going to go up to... Our Valentine's Day
lunch
meal. Lunch doesn't sound very
Indian
romantic.
Food. We're going to Taj Mahal. It'll be really yummy.
Oh yeah, that's very romantic. Taj Mahal.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Cool. Like we're going to Taj Mahal for Valentine's Day.
Right.
The restaurant.
Yeah, it's only about 8 blocks away.
They've got great food though. So okay. So when I woke up this morning, I got. Bruce asked me to put on my glasses, and he brought in this sweet card and a book. So I'm gonna describe that to you. Go get my props. So there's this homemade card that looks very good. So I thought he like ordered it somewhere or something at first. And it's a red card and folded into half, and there's a white paper on top of the cover of the red card and says Happy Valentine's Day, Sayang, and then a picture of us in St. Louis last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then inside, should I tell?
Hey, it's your show. I don't know. tell the three people out there listening.
I know.
You three have to keep this a secret.
Actually, two.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, good morning to you both.
Two, I know. No, actually, I know of three listeners who are not, you know, direct
family
or, mm-hmm. or friends. They just happen to find my show. And so inside the card it says, every year I love you more. So yeah. And then and he also gave me a book, All the Ways I Love You, a pop-up book. Illustrated by
and that might sound very rude and suggestive, but it's not. It's a children's book.
Yeah. I did not think so. Okay, so there's this little... mommy tiger and a baby.
She's a lioness.
Oh yeah, a lion, a mommy lion, and a baby lion
cub.
Yeah, English teacher.
It was very cute. And you know, I just saw the book yesterday, and I just thought it was so sweet that I picked it up. A little interference there. And so I just picked it up, and so the whole thing kind of came together yesterday.
That's good. Thank you.
It was very spontaneous.
Thank you. I don't have anything spontaneous for him.
John was very nice. I was needing some things for work, and he, this is so romantic, he got me a USB jump drive, and it's very useful. I've been using it at work already several times to transport files from home and work, and so... It's been very nice, and this off. You okay there? Mike's John's adjusting his boom. We just kind of reach the point where we have to get gifts for each other that are very practical, or either that or something extremely impractical, just because you know we don't know what to do anymore.
And I think we decided to give each other. I don't know for. Is it for Valentine's Day or is it for Christmas, the Ionic Breeze?
Let's say Christmas.
Christmas, okay.
Yeah, it was Christmas. St. Patrick's Day is what it was. So, sorry.
I'm just checking the mic level during the show. Okay.
No, your every engineer time, was checking the mic
yeah,
level.
Engineer was checking the show. And every time, like about 5 minutes into the show, I would think, oh crap, did I hit record? Because we all know Madge Weinstein did that and she was pissed.
There should be some kind of little blinking thing or a little time clock or something so that you can... Oh, it's just too small.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. But, you know...
I see it now.
I mean, when I see it, I know that it's recording, but it's just that in the middle of talking, I always realize that, oh, did I hit record? So let's see. I know we had lots of ideas over the past few weeks that when I was going to have Bruce on my show, I was going to ask him to tell us a few things, stories and stuff. And, you know, it's Sunday morning and I completely
don't have a single story. I do have an idea, though. We should snap a couple of photos of you here in your workspace and you on the mic. And, you know, that'd be fun so people can see and maybe even do like, you know, C-SPAN used to go to the NPR offices and they would tape an entire morning edition and then show it so that you could see everyone there. Of course, that was back in the days when they had open reel tape, you know, so.
Cool. I had one of my shows, ouch, I've been so lazy about taking pictures lately that I didn't even take a camera with me when I went back to Malaysia. And so maybe getting a new camera would help. No, I'm just kidding.
what's the next holiday that's a present for?
Babe, it sounds better when you speak directly into it when you turn. So if you want to turn and look at me, you can...
There.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And this is Studio A. It's really nice. Oh, my headphone just fell, so I'm not hearing myself. So this is an extremely boring Valentine's Day show. But before I get into it, I want to tell everyone that I have a new comment line, which I've never used and nobody's ever called.
to make a jingle for this comment line.
Oh, sure. I was just having that same idea yesterday on the way home. And so I have my new comment line that you can call, but this is an American line. It is actually a Seattle number. And if you are willing to make a long distance call from Melbourne, you don't do that. It's too expensive for too silly a thing. And if you're here in the United States or Canada, if you want to call my new comment line, it used to be a very stupid number. I just got one that doesn't make any sense at all. And so I found another one. Oh, and that's like... that's happening to all the other shows also, like Matt Cass that I listen to, Madge Weinstein that I listen to, and Don and Drew show that I listen to. They all have the same Seattle number because it's just that K7.net service that they provide, and all their numbers are Seattle number. And you can type in a phrase or a word or something, and they would try to find a match for you that they have that would go with the like a vanity number that has the word that you type in. And so I was looking for online, of course, it's too too much and couldn't find it because
it's seven
whole,
letters.
That's the whole phone number. So I wasn't lucky enough to find that. But I typed in John, and so it finally came up to be 206-888-JOHN. That's very Chinese because of the 888, isn't it?
Oh, right? Yes. Good fortune.
So 206-888-DON. I mean, John.
That number again.
That number again is 206-888-JOHN, not Don. John. And Don, Madge Weinstein's show, and this is, okay, the following, I'm not going to say that, because it's very close to Madge Weinstein's number, and it's 206-888-JOHN.
John, J-O-H-N.
Yeah.
And barrel, B-A-R-R-E-L.
Oh, no, another one. GFK Jr. has this new magazine called George. That's G-E-O-R-G-E. Okay, tell people what we're talking about.
Okay.
And I'll put a link on my show.
Amy Borkowski has, she's a comedian, and she, part of her act, so far as I know, is playing actual recordings from her home answering machine of her mother leaving these outrageously funny messages because her mom is somewhat neurotic, I guess, and concerned about her daughter. And it's very sweet and very funny, and you just need to hear it for yourself. So John's going to put the link up. I can see him finding the link right now.
Yeah, I think it's if you can just Google Amy's answering machine, and I think the actual website's URL is sendamy.com. That's S-E-N-D-A-M-Y. sendamy.com.
We need to get her second disc.
We do. It's so funny. And I don't know if they have a sample or not. If the website has a sample, we can play it because it's pop.
Can I say something that's completely not Amy-oriented or Valentine's-oriented?
Yes,
but it's
definitely.
About your phone number. And that is that I think it's so funny, you know. Well, first off, I enjoy telephones, not as much as John does, but I enjoy them a lot, in part because my grandpa worked for the phone company, and my grandma too, briefly. So I've always been really excited about the equipment, particularly old phone equipment. When we were in Colorado last summer, we picked up an antique dial phone and hooked it up, and it's in the living room, and it's very nice. Maybe you can show them a picture. Anyway,
is
radio, right? Not television. But
anyway. No. I do have show notes on the website, so people can actually. I actually post pictures. All the pictures that are related to the show, I have a link of my Mac.com.
So that would be the nicest one. Ooh, a phone. Well, anyway.
Okay, no. Say that again.
Okay. Ooh, a phone.
No, I should say, I turn it on when you say a phone.
Ooh, a phone.
I said that.
Wow.
When did I say that? I have a new studio.
You know, I think it's so nice that you have these empty coffee cans in here so that we can talk into them and make the reverb.
Oh,
that's
very nice. Looking. Did I leave stuff?
Well, I cleaned this place up.
It's a mess in this room.
It's been worse. Well, anyway, my point.
Speaking to the mic.
Excuse me, I'm too busy looking at John instead of staring into the microphone grill. My point was that, you know, there was up until what I'm thinking maybe 10 years ago, up until about when cellular phones came along, telephones, you know, they had assigned those letters to each of the numbers because old prefixes, you'd know them by the name of the office rather than by, you know, and somebody somewhere figured out that you could make, you know, your product or your company name or something fun like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, there used to not be a, what were the two letters that they left off? Hang on a second. We've got an old phone line. Yeah, Z and, hang on.
Z and X, I think.
Yeah, they left off Z and they left off, oh, Q. Z and Q, which of course are on the 7 and the 9, and they are now. And here's the thing that bothered me. Whoever these folks were who worked for the phone company, they kept the letter O on the 6. Now, why that wouldn't be confusing with 0 for operator, I don't know. And they kept the I on the 4 button. Why that wouldn't be confusing with a 1 is beyond me also. So I just don't quite know what they were thinking, but aren't we all really glad now that the entire alphabet is available on the telephone 10 keypad? 10? 1, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 keypad. And...
Oh, yeah, the pound and the
star.
Oh, you know what? I found out that this is an interesting topic. Since I left phone, when I went back to Malaysia, I bought a cell phone, as many of you know, and I started using, I bought a new number and everything. And so I was, I had to, you know, program my phone and everything, and they would say, enter your phone number after or something and followed by the hash. Followed by hash. Or press.
Did they mean like you should take hallucinogenic drugs after you press in the number?
Yes, you should go to
followed by aspirin.
And they say hash. I was like, what the hell's hash? and then Mabel said, oh, hash, that's a hash. That's the pound signs hash. And I forgot. Did they call star? They probably didn't call it star too. They probably call
asterisk.
That's so proper.
Oh.
I mean, they might have
called it asterisk.
They call star.
See, I've heard of hash marks, but I didn't know that the entire number sign, pound sign was. Yeah, and I don't like calling it pound. I like calling it the number sign. But anyway, I didn't realize that was. I've never heard of that. But yeah. Now I'm trying to remember what hash marks are, other than. I always thought that, like, when you're counting something and you make 1, 2, 3, 4 strokes, then you do a slash for 5. I always thought those were hash marks.
Oh, that's actually the Ban Hin Lee Bank.
Right.
How do you know? Oh, no, you're kidding. I'm going to have to find the website. Because is it Ban Hin Lee or some bank, some Chong Hong something bank?
Making that up.
No, I'm not. And they just got a new logo, so it might not exist anymore. But those 1, 2, 3, 4 slash. And for Chinese, of course, when we go eat dim sum, they write the character zheng.
Right.
Zheng means
straight lines.
Erect, like straight line, yeah. or very, very accurate. So zheng has 5 strokes, so that's how you keep track of that. And so I see Bruce peeping over my screen, and I have Amy's answering machine CD volume number 2 that's on my website, and she has 3 tracks that we haven't heard before on the website, which means I can play it. Since it's on the website, everybody can hear it. I'm not playing it for...
Oh, very good.
Right? Okay. So I'm going to play it, and I won't recommend people, you know, stealing music, because I'm a musician myself, and, you know,
sure.
10 years from now I might be famous, and I don't want people to steal music from me. And so, if I ever get famous. So this is the 3 tracks that's on the website. That's funny, and we haven't heard it ourselves either. So I'm going to play it. And this track is called, and I'm talking about Amy's Answering Machine CD number 2. You can go to sendamy.com, but I put a link also for you. And it's called Just For...
It is funny stuff, folks. You've got to check it out. We love the album.
I cannot see.
John is checking his monitor here so that he can find... It won't play?
Just for Amila? I cannot see. The text is too
small.
Amila, okay.
That's her name. Okay. Amy. Amy is Amila.
Okay, here you go. That's the track from... it's loading something. So this is a track from Amy's Answering Machine. Okay, take a listen to that.
Okay, I know my mother means well, and I love her. But sometimes her suggestions about my personal life are just out of line.
Hi, Amila. You know the guy who made you lay out the money for dinner and never paid you back? Well, I was just... And it occurred to me, if he still hadn't paid you back and you have a way to get in touch with him, maybe you can see if they'll hear your case on the People's Court. Let me know what you think, okay?
That's minor compared to how insane some of the
People Court is a TV show here in the United States where you bring up all this little small tiny
small claims dispute. Court.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's on TV. And
you know, it's entertainment plus it
A few years back, okay, I moved to an apartment on the 20th floor, and my mother had some concerns.
Yeah, Angela, I'm just thinking, if God forbid you needed to get out of your apartment real fast and the elevators weren't running, maybe you ought to get yourself a parachute. I saw a parachute for $12.99. But I don't think it was a good one because it came with a set of matching pajamas. Oh, yeah, I got another call. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, yeah, I got another call.
That was...
Okay, I have to listen to that again.
That was going to be my other Valentine's present for you, was a $12.99
parachute with pajamas.
Yes, well...
Okay, I'm going to play that again. I feel really funny.
Back, I moved to an apartment on the 20th floor.
It's called Emergency
my mother
Exit.
Had some concerns.
Yeah, Angela, I'm just thinking, if God forbid you needed to get out of your apartment real fast and the elevators weren't running, maybe you ought to get yourself a parachute. I saw a parachute for $12.99, but I don't think it was a good one because it came with a set of matching pajamas.
Oi,
I got another call.
Oi, I got another call.
So Amy's answering machine, folks. You don't know what you're missing if you've never checked
it out. Yes, it is so good. And you have to buy it. I think the only place you can buy it is probably off her website. So, buy it. And also, okay, here's another one. There's another one called Sushi. Let's see what Sushi is. And what are you doing?
Sorry.
Anything I tell my mother opens up new possibilities for her to worry about. This is what happened, okay, when I mentioned I was going out for Japanese food.
Hello, Amala. I just want to make sure you don't have sushi. Because you know that raw fish. It'd be the same as saying, why bother broiling steak when I can nibble directly on a cow? All right, honey? I love you.
I don't understand that. I have to play that again.
All right. Amy's mother's obviously never heard of steak tartare.
I have to play that again.
You didn't get it?
I didn't get
anything
it.
I tell my mother opens up new possibilities for her to worry about. This is what happened, okay, when I mentioned I was going out for Japanese food.
Hello, Amala. I just want to make sure you don't have sushi. Because you know that raw fish... It'd be the same as saying, why bother broiling steak when I can nibble directly on a cow? All right, honey? I love you. Bye-bye.
She's saying go walk over and take a bite out of a live cow.
It's like taking a bite out of a live cow. Eating raw fish is like taking a
bite. Oh, hello, girl.
No, a cat is visiting. Really?
We're not usually sitting in the same place for long periods of time without moving. And so she's been rubbing against our legs, and now she's jumped up
on the lamp.
Console.
The console, yeah. And rubbing against the lamp, the shade of the lamp. And she's been on my show before, Sweetie Pie.
Oh.
She's on our third show when my brother and I were here, and she just went over to my brother's microphone and.
Aww, how nice!
Hello,
hey, girly.
Happy
Valentine's Day.
She's very cute, and she's a big girl, and she's checking out every single equipment.
Well, she was upset because when you called me to come down here for the show, she had just jumped up and was being very sweet, very affectionate, and then she followed me down the stairs. So, and now she's knocking the microphone over.
Hey,
don't
baby.
Do that, sweetie pie.
Oh, I have to tell you this. There's nothing. Nothing Valentine's Day at all.
Well, something that folks out there in Radio Land want to hear.
Yeah. Except, hey, girly. Except that you're my Valentine.
Oh.
And
thank you. You're mine too.
And so, yesterday when I was working at my other job, and a customer came in, and he was talking to a different guy about my coworker about podcasting, my coworker immediately thought of me, and so Mike said, "Oh, go over to talk to John," but I was with another customer, so he was outside about to leave, and it was raining, so he was like waiting for a while outside there with like a little awning thing place in front of the store.
Mm-hmm.
literally. And so I went out there and said, I heard somebody wants to know a little bit more about podcasting. So he was about 40-something, maybe in his 40s. Very well-read, very eager to learn type of a guy. So girlie's on top of my screen now. Girlie's on top of my monitor, my 21-inch monitor. No, this is a 19-inch monitor. Oh, my God. She wants to touch the sky, the ceiling. Oh, my God, girlie. Too bad we don't have a camera. Too bad this is not TV. No, you wouldn't want this to be a TV because I look like crap. And, hey, girlie, pretty pie. And so that guy was asking me because it's very... he said he read a lot about it and this is a new thing. And then I think his son or the two younger gentlemen with him was like, oh, we're going to go over to the other store. And he said, oh, no, wait, like, come listen to this. This is the cutting edge technology thing. You have to listen to this. This is very interesting. I just want to know how it works. So I was like kind of briefly explaining that to him and also send him over to iPod.org. And by the way, if you are listening to the show and if you're not, if you already subscribed to the show, it means you have already found my feed. But my show was created about a couple of months ago, maybe. I started my show a couple of months ago, and there's probably about 200 plus 300 shows when I created my own show, and I sent an email to. I didn't know which category I should go into because sometimes I speak English and sometimes I speak Mandarin and
Hokkien.
Shut up. And so I like, for instance, this show is entirely in English, or sort of. And then I didn't know where to add myself to the directory. So I think they added me into the like
miscellaneous.
Like the blog audio blog section, which I thought wasn't quite. Since I use Chinese. Chinese meaning all the Chinese dialects as well as Mandarin. And so I decided to change my show to that category. So I have Adam Curry move my listing over to the language section. So if you go to the iPodder directory and you go into the language section, the category section, and the language section, you can go under Chinese. And in Chinese, there'll be my show. Because I figured it's not real. My show is in more than just Mandarin, more than just Hokkien, and more than just
English. It's so much more.
It is so much. Remember we were coming up with a tagline or a little thing?
Oh, yeah.
Online podcast, something, something, something. And I don't even remember what it was now.
I have a question.
Yes.
You mentioned people who subscribe. So is that the only way you know how many listeners or is there like a hit counter also?
There is a way of finding out how many people subscribe to your show.
So it's a download kind of, right? Except not from you. It's from iPod.
It's a subscription, meaning you need to have an iPod or client, which is this application that you download and it comes for Windows users as well as Mac users. Mm. And when you subscribe to that, you have to subscribe to the RSS feed.
Okay.
RSS 2.0. RSS stands for Really Simple Syndication.
Really?
Yes.
I love it.
It's a Really Simple Syndication, and it's an XML file that you subscribe to. It pretty much is a very simple HTML file with no nothing at all. It's just text, and it will detect whether or not you have an enclosure, which is an attachment, sort of like an attachment. It's like on your my blog automatically creates an XML file. So if I put a link that has an MP3 file, I link an MP3 file on my page, that file will be detected on the XML or the RSS feed enclosure. And it would go out and say, there's an MP3 file. So there's an enclosure, MP3 enclosure. And therefore, if you subscribe to that XML feed, the RSS feed, you can actually, your iPodder would automatically download that MP3 file onto your computer. And it will automatically move that file over to your iPod or other MP3 device.
When you said what RSS stands for, you reminded me of the other day at work. we were using the vocabulary word Yahoo from Jonathan Swift's Gulliver's Travels. That's one of the races of people that Gulliver sees. And I was pointing out that the word Yahoo is where Yahoo came from. And then somebody asked me, do the letters in Yahoo actually stand for something like initially? And they do.
Oh.
But I don't remember any of what those letters stand for, but they do mean something. It spells out a whole, you know, like NASA is the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, not to be confused with NASA, which is what people with very strange accents call it. I'm just saying that to vamp.
I just so found out John on the website. Good job.
Technology is so wonderful.
Oh, okay. oh, yet another hierarchy offensive article. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, there's all this other. I don't know which one is the correct one.
You know, I think that's closely. I think it's yet another heuristic something something, maybe. Heuristic or hierarchical, one of the two.
Hierarchical. Hierarchical organized oracle.
Ah, that sounds right.
Hierarchical. How do you say that? Hierarchical. Hierarchical.
Yeah.
No, actually, this one say... yet another hierarchically organized article.
Oh, okay.
Is that correct?
I hope that's the real one. I hope I wasn't giving out misinformation.
And then, well, that's I googled it, and there's this website called stands4.com, and there's like 2 pages of the possible Yahoo.
Should we find out that we're wrong? You can call the comment line.
Oh, good. You good promoter. I'm gonna have you on my show more often.
What is it? One? No, no one.
206.
206.
888
JOHNNNN.
That's John. Oh, don't have to fake that. You can say,
well, get your hand on the knob John. Then.
Excuse me. Okay, so that 206.
206-888 JOHN.
Okay.
Thanks for handing me the empty coffee can again.
And oh.
Now get your head out of it.
Okay. So that's it's passing 30 minutes now. Oh my gosh, we just talked nonsense and it's 30 minutes.
Happy Valentine's Day,
thank
sweetie.
You, baby. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
This is what almost 7 years with you has been, talking nonsense.
Shut up.
No, that's not a bad thing. Aww. Oh, he told me to shut up on the radio, everybody. Aww. That was supposed to be a nice thing.
Oh, okay, say that again.
No. Who knows what offensive things you'll say next? I'm glad I'm separated from you by this glass. Yeah. Dink, 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 so that you can't hurt me.
What was I going to say? Oh, I thought you were going to say, this is like when you were young, you used to play this with Brian.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
You guys should start your own show. Oh, you can do goodness. A remote we show, had, you know?
How?
You can use my Studio A.
Can I say queer?
Yeah, you can say anything. There's one good thing about podcasts is...
No, I'm aware of that. I just didn't know about your audience. How queer is this? We had the... we would Liz Mountbatten show. Basically, it was Queen Elizabeth's...
We have to play that radio.
It was Queen Elizabeth's talk show. No, I'd have to get a release. I don't think so.
No, it's a spoof.
Yeah, it is. No, I don't mean from Her Majesty. Oh. I mean from Brian.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, bored teenagers in Kansas. Or preteens, actually. Yes.
Okay, I did the same thing, too. And I used to force my friend David... to listen to my show, because I would do that, and actually I was so mean. I get an FM. I bought him on his birthday. I bought him an FM microphone. You know that microphone that you turn
Mr.
on.
Mr. Microphone.
And it you can.
Hey, good looking. I'll be back for you later.
Later, and so I did the same thing. I bought that microphone for him for his birthday, and then I make him take that microphone to come over to my house, and I use that microphone, and I play with my own radio show.
And he terrorized the neighborhood.
And I forced him to listen to that. It was so bad. And he was like asleep, and I said, oh, call in for a request. Now
I request that you go off the air.
Also, but before we go... anything else that we want to say?
I'll say happy Valentine's to all the listeners again.
To all
thank
your
you
friends.
For allowing me to be online. I thank with you.
You're welcome.
And And I think there's some listeners out there whom I know, but John will tell me off the air. And happy Valentine's Day to you, and I hope to be a guest again soon.
You are very well. You're very welcome. I should shut up.
You're good. You should be on the radio.
I know. That's why I'm on a podcast and not on a radio. Nobody would listen to me. And so thank you. Thank you again for everyone who subscribed to the show. And also, or just people who just download it off the website and listen to it. But it would be much, much easier if you subscribe to it. So if you want to learn more about the iPodder client, just go to iPodder.org and learn more about it. And also to everyone, my email is online, O-N-G-L-I-N-E, at gmail.com. You can send me a comment there, or you can just email me or call my comment line, 206-888-JOHN. Bye-bye. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.